With its stone floors and barrel vault ceiling and this rather beautiful echo, we could be in a church. We might almost be in a church. Except for the writing on the walls. It says, "Let the priests tremble. We're going to show them our sexts." Too bad for them if they fall apart on discovering that women aren't men or that the mother doesn't have one. The quotation is by the writer Helen Sixous. And the writing on the walls, with its accompanying drawings, is by the veteran American artist Nancy Spiro, who, since the 1950s, has been making art which is both fierce and tender, provocative, sexy, and confrontational. And these off-white walls are not in a church, but in the Reina Sofia Museum in Madrid. And this work by Nancy Spiro is part of a touring retrospective, which I first saw some months ago in Barcelona. And I have to say, it looks a lot better here. Down beside the floor is a naked woman, arms outstretched, walking towards us, perhaps dancing towards us. Her feet just not quite touching the ground. And above her, more dancers. Dancers who look almost insect-like, acrobatic, alien, prehistoric, and strange. They dance alone, they dance together, they dance in groups, and they fly all the way up to that ceiling where there's a sort of angel, perhaps a Wonder Woman, like a giant dragonfly, several meters above me. And across the walls, as if they were, I don't know, tiller girls or from the Moulin Rouge in Paris, these cavorting female figures, hunters, some of them, with spears, naked, running, not through some fields, but across the blankness of the wall, along with those fierce words by Sisu, and more dancers. They've all come from, been culled from different places. Nancy Spiro is in her 80s now, and quite fragile. The last time I saw her in New York, and we took a coffee in her apartment, she was frail and bird-like. So how come she can still do this amazingly energetic and provocative art? "We're going to show them our sexts," it says. And next to that, these women, acrobatic dancers in turquoise and pink, blues and greys. They're mostly stencils that have been rubbed with ink and stamped on the walls or had pigment blown through stencils. This has been Spiro's main way of working for some years. Smitten with arthritis, she could no longer hold a brush or a pen very easily. And so she, for some years now, for at least two decades, she's had a repertoire of forms which she combines and recombines. Stencils, prints them all over the place, and her assistants come and place them on the walls according to her instructions, which all sounds mechanical and secondhand, but somehow it isn't. It's joyous and frantic and dirty. Running along the top of another wall in this chamber with its barrel vault is another work called Sacred and Profane Love, the main part of which is another woman who appears again and again along this scroll-like artwork. She seems to be engaged in some private activity. In each hand, she holds a dildo, one thrusting towards her legs, the other rather like this microphone I'm holding, towards her mouth. Spiro is one of the most important feminist artists of the 60s. She was there protesting against the Vietnam War, holding her own against the male-dominated New York art world, and with her husband, the indefatigable painter Leon Golub, she was at the centre, really, of a whole movement. They were my introduction to New York, Nancy and Leon, in many ways. I used to go around there when I had no money, and we'd eat off paper plates, food from the delicatessen down on the corner. Life was too urgent to be bothered with cooking. And over those years, Nancy's work has gone on and on fiercely. Last year, she was in a huge survey of American women artists and European artists from the 60s and 70s. Looking back on what she did then, and standing amongst what she does now, one is aware of a certain kind of pleasure and urgency and vitality in her art, which is actually missing from a lot of younger artists' work. There's something just right about it. Tough and tender and cruel and crude. And those hunters ranging across the walls with their spears. Maybe they're coming after us, the men. Too bad for us if we fall apart. Are we man enough for artists like Nancy Spiro? I hope so. I hope the dance goes on forever.